You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to hang out with us, 713-780-3776. Tatiana is waiting. She wants to talk here on the radio. What do you say, Tatiana?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to give my input on all this Deshaun Watson. I think it was a complete setup. I think him leaving the Houston Texans really upset a lot of people up at the top. And I just see a repetitive kind of culture when it comes to when people can't control certain athletes, they'll start to bash them or they'll set something up to where it literally affects their whole entire career. So as a woman, if I was assaulted or raped or anything happened against my will immediately, I'm not going to wait months or even years to come out and say anything about this. I'm going to go straight to the authorities and try to get justice. You know,
stay with me on this one. Hold on. I want to ask you a couple questions. One, okay, there was no one has said anything about a rape up to this point.
Well, there was alleged forced oral sex.
Right, right. Let me ask you about this. If somebody,
that's going to turn into, though.
If somebody exposed themselves to you, like, and they said it was like,
and oh, by the way, it was in a massage where you take your clothes off in a massage situation.
Would you have gone to the police there?
Absolutely.
If you were given a massage?
If you were given a massage to a guy and he exposed himself, you would go right to the police. You know, not everyone is you, though, Tatiana. You know that, right? Not everyone would approach everything like you would.
I understand, but then we got to understand also what these people are capable of doing.
Who
is
the,
I mean?
Women?
If it's convenient for them to ruin his reputation and his name, right, or even his whole entire career, they'll do it.
They'll
hire anybody to say anything. And if the woman was that threatened right then and there, or, I mean, if she was that threatened, I think she should have went to the police.
Yeah, but, well, she didn't,
but
though.
Of course, she's going to wait.
Right, right.
Somebody found her, bribed her, convinced her, and said, hey, I'll give you some money just so you can step forward and say, hey, you were, you know, allegedly forced or to see his private part or whatever.
What if that is the case?
Not everybody approaches everything. And, oh, by the way, in this country, if you're the victim, a lot of times you're the one that's on trial, not the guy who actually performed the sexual deviancy. But let me ask you this question. Your initial premise was that there – because Deshaun Watson wanted to leave the Texans, that this all came out. How is it that these women gained in any way? Do you think these women are attacking Deshaun Watson because he wants to leave the Texans?
I think they were probably paid. You know, I don't think if it was something that was that serious, they would have came out a long time ago, not right after. I mean, that's just a coincidence.
So you think? Let me ask
you. For people
okay,
that are intellectually inclined. We see the pattern.
Tatiana, so you think the same thing about the Me Too movement in Hollywood? Do you think, because the same thing's happening, people are coming out 3-4 years later, so you feel the same way about that? Those are setups?
I want to see evidence and proof. Like, for example, with this whole entire pedophilia in Hollywood and Epstein, nobody's talking about it. And that, to me, is something more severe than these athletes abusing older women.
Well, where do you have...
I'm not trying to say one thing is better than the other, but here we have evidence. People are just not talking about it.
So you have evidence of Hollywood?
Speculate about Watson.
Okay, hold on. You have evidence of Hollywood pedophilia? I know about Jeffrey Epstein. That's
actually evidence.
Everyone knows
evidence.
That.
I don't have it, but there's evidence. People coming forward. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, it's years later, and it's years later. Wait a minute. What
do
about
you not
these
see
girls?
That this
I thought
is...
you said that you should go straight, but these girls are going 10, 12, 15 years later, and they're starting to pile on because they're courageous enough now because someone else did it. Isn't this similar to what Deshaun is going through?
Well, we have to look at what's actually being said? And where's their proof? You know what I mean? Or
did you read
paid by somebody to say, hey, say that he said that he actually did this?
And Tatiana, did you read any of the complaints?
Did you? Wait a minute. So wait a minute. So you're saying someone is paying these women to come forward?
That's what she said.
Wait a minute. I want to know who's behind this.
She said the Texans are behind
this. The Texans. Cal McNair is paying people to come forward and ruin Deshaun Watson's career. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I feel it's a coincidence on the timeline, and I just don't buy it. I mean, I would want to see more constructive evidence, not just hearsay. And it's ridiculous that a country like the one that we're in, you know, that there's such freedom of speech that people actually use that to ruin people without really solid evidence.
Okay, I gotta ask you, but you don't know what happened either. You're saying that, but what if these women, let's say five of the women, hold on.
Real threat.
What if five of the women are telling the truth? Then how would you feel?
Well, of course, I would definitely feel like, okay, where's their proof? I mean,
let's say there's proof. Then what would you say? Have you read any of their?
I would say serve justice, but I just don't think that right now, all of a sudden, that they're being honest. But based on what?
In a lot of these instances, Tatiana, it is going to be because the only two people that were there were the two people. So immediately, if it's he said, she said, you don't think that there's enough proof. So you're going to dismiss it.
Well,
no. If there's not hard evidence.
The athletes, but not on the pedophile.
Oh,
thing.
I got it. But Epstein, he. That you're well, going to believe that, Epstein. But you're not going to believe it because it's the Shaw.
We knew about Epstein, but putting other people's name with Epstein because there's pictures and whatnot. I mean, it just seems inconsistent. You just seem
really
inconsistent.
Valid concerns to society. Valid concerns, not just there's proof. You hear what I'm saying? There's proof. And with this Deshaun Watson, we still have not seen
what
the proof is.
Well, did you read? But hold on. You haven't read. Did you read?
I mean, in my opinion,
hold on, I wanna,
from somebody looking in
Tatiana.
And out,
did you read? Okay. Did you read any of the three reports?
I heard about it online.
No.
Yes.
But did you read them?
No.
You should go read them.
No, I did not.
I mean, well, but you want evidence and proof. You need to go read everything that is out here.
And not only that, you do know this is all initial now, and there's going to be more stuff coming out, right, Tatiana? You seem to have made up your mind that this is all some kind of conspiracy by the Houston Texans to destroy Deshaun Watson, and yet you don't know. Not all of the evidence has come out yet.
Well, neither do you.
I haven't condemned Deshaun Watson. I have not condemned Deshaun Watson, but you're condemning these women. Yes, you are. You're saying they're getting paid. You're saying it's a Texans conspiracy.
I feel like the timeline on that is very suspicious. Let's just
what?
Say.
But hold on. What do the Texans have to gain from this?
Ruining his reputation.
Why?
But then they can't.
Once you ruin an NFL player's reputation, you know his career goes downhill from there.
Well, that's not true. That's certainly not true. Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger played Super Bowl. Michael Vick came back and played in the league.
Kobe Bryant came back. I mean, come on.
You had from a rape charge.
And oh, by the way, you've ruined his value in the league. This is not something the Texans want.
And not only his value for a potential trade, the own face of your franchise, the idea about, well, you want him to come back to you. Well, this is a terrible look for Deshaun Watson. Whether it ends up getting kicked out or not, it's a bad, bad look. I just think this is... But actually what Tatiana is saying, and I appreciate, and thank you for the call, Tatiana. We appreciate it, and you can call back anytime you want. But it needed to be discussed because there is a lot of people who just, it is automatically the women are, and that's really textbook for what women will tell you they've been going through for years.
Which is why they don't come forward a lot.
Is that we'll just be called either hoes or liars, or we're getting paid,
it.
Or why
we
didn't we go
be,
to...
Yeah, we're getting paid?
Why didn't we go to the police?
Now,
those are... And I understand what those questions get asked. I understand, like, why didn't you go to the police? I asked that about why didn't... You know, you can ask that all the time But my wife heard me ask that question out loud about somebody who was being abused. And she said, you can't say that. She said, you don't know what women go through, what, you know, what has happened with this or that. And that you've got to, like, she made a point of telling me, you know, some of the stuff isn't going to make sense to you because you're not a woman and you don't understand how you are going to be tried. And these women, that's why they have to go Jane Doe, because you already have, you're going to be called, look, you're just, you're in it for money. You're lying. You're trying to ruin someone's reputation. I just don't understand. Number one, you can't convince me there's anything in this for the Texans. They lose their greatest commodity as a player or as a trade piece. It makes, especially if he's suspended, this makes no sense for the Houston Texans.
So wait a minute, but wait, hold on a second. I mean, Tatiana, we appreciate it, but this theory that the Houston Texans would pay women to lie and destroy Deshaun Watson is I don't know that you've thought it through. And first and secondly, this is an NFL team worth billions of dollars. To have that, if that in any way, shape, or form ever came forward, that to ruin one of their only commodity, their only asset, he is it. To destroy him and destroy his standing in the community where no one would want him to be the quarterback anymore because of his sexual predatory nature is illogical. Well, not only that.
Okay,
the McNairs
this.
Are Chris. Are I can't be more. This is so unbelievably illogical.
I wouldn't throw the Christian thing in. There's been lots of Christians who have done things that were not nice. Jack Easterby does things because he believes the means justifies the ends. There's
not something like this.
People Lane. In the league. To pay no, women, I understand.
To pay women to lie about Deshaun to ruin
people
him.
People in the league are even saying, "Boy, I wouldn't put it past Jack to be somehow behind something here." People do not trust Jack Easterby.
Wait a minute. Would you, to pay women?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Now, do I think there's some women who may end up trying to chase a check out of this?
No, I didn't say that. To pay them so that they would destroy.
No. Well, her initial thing was when you can't control them, you ruin their careers. Name one other player that you think this, I haven't seen, players have asked to be traded. What did New Orleans do to?
What did they do to Jalen Ramsey? They traded him, and they got their first round pick for him.
Anthony Davis.
Ngakoue, even.
Yeah.
Ngakoue was calling the owner's kid a
clown on Twitter.
Yes.
And all that happened was...
You know what they did? They traded him.
Yeah.
This is not...
How did they...
But no. I've seen this on Twitter before. If you are a young black male, they're going to try to ruin you if they can't control you. It's just not accurate.
Hold on. Only asset?
This is happening throughout sports
just
all the time.
In the city. James Harden won it out.
Yeah.
And you know what? There was no ruination of his reputation. He did what he had to do and he left. They traded him.
We've seen this happen 4 times in the last 2 years. No, I'm sorry. 5 times in the last 2 years that I can think of. This is not a thing I've never seen anyone accused of rape or sexual assault because a team tried to ruin their reputation because they wanted to be traded. That's just a part of sports.
And by the way, if you were going to attack a Houston superstar for alleged sexual deviancy, not that James is that guy, but the strip club thing, you could work it, I guess, if you wanted to. And the Rockets are like, okay, bye. Unless the Texans are just an evil, evil place, I don't really buy it. I don't buy it either.
Well,
why?
This is not this is what I heard too. Tony Busby's lawyers. This is what everyone uses who don't know what River Oaks. They both live in River Oaks. People who aren't in Houston I don't think they get that. Yeah, your neighbors in River Oaks, like, River Oaks is huge. River Oaks neighbors are not like you and I where we see each other in the driveways. That ain't the same at all.
You don't see your neighbor for...
And not only that,
but
knows?
Just
because
know.
You both live in River Oaks doesn't really make you neighbors.
915 ESPN 975.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 975 Houston. Hello.
Thank you. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 918, 713-780-3776. Interesting call. I mean, Tatiana's got her opinion, and, you know, but I just think a lot of it is illogical. I'm not, I have not, listen, Deshaun is not guilty yet, in my mind. He's not guilty. There's mounting evidence. So many women are coming forward. I find it hard to believe that 12 to 17, now two more filed today.
Makes it what, 14?
It's at 14 now, I believe.
Two more were filed?
Two more were filed.
Or is maybe it's to get to 12?
Maybe it's to get to 12.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It might be to get to 12. Whatever the case may be. Two more filed today, according to Sarah Barshaw. I just feel like, man, unless you know, these might be piling on to money grab. Oh, I gave him a massage. Nothing happened, but I'm going to try. I actually gave him a massage. I got the text. Look, so I must have been sexually assaulted. I mean, maybe some of that is going on.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe it is.
And there's more from Barshop. As you noted, she said two were filed. Allegedly, one of these occurred this month, March 2021. Yeah, March 2021. And then there is another instance of where Deshaun tried to force a woman to perform oral sex on him in this latest lawsuit.
Another instance?
Yeah, by grabbing plaintiff. This is an excerpt from the thing. By grabbing plaintiff's buttocks and vagina, touching her with his penis, and trying to force her to perform oral sex on him. So that's at least the second time we've heard about oral sex being forced on a woman.
Hmm.
And this one happened, according to the lawsuit, the instances happened in June and August of 2020.
I don't understand the whole Texans behind this thing. I just can't. It's illogical that you would want to destroy your only asset.
I was talking to you guys in the break that, I mean, I don't know Tatiana, so I excuse her from this conversation, at least this discussion, that I've had that particular thing pushed back at me when we talked about this with people you think are reasonable. Like people you would normally think in a normal conversation wouldn't drop something that seems like QAnon-ish, conspiracy, multiple times. It's like, well, and I also heard, well, how could a man force a woman to do that? Like, what? It happens all the time.
Well, it may not be like you're pulling somebody's head down. It's they feel pressured to do stuff. And even though they do it, they felt pressured. Like, if you read the report and the complaint, and if you truly care about the truth, which a lot of people don't, so I understand that. I do care about the truth in everything, and I don't mind if the truth doesn't hit my narrative. I don't mind. I just want the truth to come out and it to be accurate. And if Deshaun is being railroaded, that needs to come out because I don't want to see anyone get railroaded. What concerns me is when you read this, it does talk about the girl says, I was fearful that, I mean, he's bigger than I am. I said no. He kept on. So basically, the lawsuit goes when we were finished. And I hear people say, well, if you had done that to me, blah, blah, blah. But my wife's taught me enough to know, don't just make assumptions based on your point of view when you don't understand the other point of view. Because I don't understand the other point of view. We try to walk a mile. We have people of color say, you don't know what we go through. I take that to heart. From talking to friends who are black and talking about some of their experiences, I have a better feel for their experiences. But the same thing goes for women. This is the same issue. Women who go through this stuff, I just think, man, how would that happen? But if that's not my point of view, I try to empathize with it and understand it. So I don't want to just automatically say this can't happen, but I'm also not just going to automatically say, Deshaun, I know it doesn't look good for Deshaun, and at some point everyone's going to have their own personal opinion about what's happening. I get that, but at least let's be open to whatever the facts are. But that includes facts that don't necessarily aren't great for your side. If your side is you want to believe Deshaun, you know, it may not be great. Then again, if you want to believe that this all happened and something comes out and you had that moment with Jeff Leno where when Jeff Leno spoke, you felt differently about it. I felt differently. You couldn't help but say, man, this, I don't know, this feels different after
well,
I hear
we'll
him
so,
talk.
And we'll hear from Deshaun. I mean, it's like people are making up their minds already. It's over. It's done. All I know is it's not good for Deshaun. It's not good for the Houston Texans. There is nothing, nothing good about this. I don't know. The extent of anything that happened, there's enough smoke to say that something was happening, but whether or not he's guilty of sexual assault and whether or not he'll win or lose these civil suits, I don't know. We got Rusty Harden versus Tony Busby, and that's going to be the deciding factor is which lawyer can manipulate the situation well enough. All I know is there's nothing. And to think that the Houston Texans are behind this, I think is, I really, really think is silly. And that they're paying these women? Are you kidding me?
They want to ruin Deshaun.
They want to ruin Deshaun, really? Let's get Slappy in here. He's next. What do you say, Slappy?
Yeah, man. I think really it has nothing to do with the Texans, man. I think, honestly, Deshaun, he's a cornball. I mean, we don't know that, but I know that. I know the character. I've been there, done that. He's a cornball, and I think the Instagram models, they're communicating with each other, and he likes massages, this, that, and other. Because if you're a masseuse, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a business masseuse, like you have a brick and mortar, or if you just like a freelance masseuse, you know that if somebody's going to fly you out from Atlanta, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going on. And I think, honestly, Deshaun, he's used to all that, you know, all that fanfare, everybody catering to him and this, that, and other. He just made a bad decision. And I don't think he did all that with all them girls. Maybe one or two. But then they were like, hey, you know what, this dude, we could get him. We could get this dude. You know what I'm saying? So why would you not go to the police if, you know, there's no penetration as far as I know? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think the girls kind of had something. They colluded with each other and built up a case because they know that he likes massages and this, that, and other. I just got a TENS machine the other day for my arm because I play baseball and my arm's messed up. If they would have introduced him to a TENS machine, he'd been good. But, I mean, he just got away with it for a little bit longer than he had to, and then they just colluded. But it has nothing to do with the Texans. The Texans would not sabotage their clean-cut, persona over Deshaun and his misogynistic ways or whatnot. But honestly, I think if you want to get more head, faith, and you know, some Oral Roberts, get it from people you know. You know what I'm saying? I just think that Deshaun, he's not as gangster as you think he is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's funny. These are all conversations I've had with other people. Everything you're talking about is like, you know, you can have real, I can't say everything on this show. You know how it is. If we were talking off the air and we can have conversations that we know, you know, you like what Slappy's saying, I've gone through a lot of those scenarios in my head. Like the one thing that has never made great sense to me is that all of these women came forward. Like how did you put that out? There had to be something where people knew to come forward. There had to be something, some kind of bat signal.
Now, I talked to somebody in the sports world yesterday that I knew about this 6 months ago.
6 months
ago? 6 months ago. That this has been something that Deshaun was going to have.
No, it was. No, I think building up a case, but how did you get them to it's not completely inconceivable that people could have conversations between each other because there are groups. There are people who run together. There's whole
subcultures. It's not inconceivable. Now, it's also Tony Busby put it out there. I think now the building of he originally it was a couple, and then when he put the initial one out there, he had an avalanche of phone calls.
He better be careful because he's going to hurt his own case.
Some of these are not credible and are just it's a money grab, then yes, it will hurt all the cases.
Because I can tell you right now that so NFL teams, when they do background checks on players, it takes a while. You can't do background checks on what's being said here. This isn't one of those things that can happen in 3 days. And you say, okay, you're getting a lawsuit filed too. If you are really doing your due diligence, and I don't think Tony Busby is a dumb guy at all, it takes time to do background checks on people to make sure that you have credible witnesses. When they tell you something, you need to go and try to interview or go find out, corroborate their stories, check on the validity, do whatever needs to be done. And so, you know, somebody made a point. Yeah, I'm not even gonna bring that up. I said that.
Yeah, no. 929 ESPN.
But I think there is a way out for Deshaun Watson in this.
Yeah.
I think there is a way out.
Yep. Oh no. Well, I think we said it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex addiction.
Admit that he's got a sex addiction.
Yeah. Admit that it's sex addiction, but never admit to any of the other.
No. I didn't do that, but I do. I have a problem. I'm going to go get it fixed, and then everything will be fine.
But there still has to be. I mean, there's still civil suits.
Well, he's going to have to pay it off.
Yeah, there's still civil suits.
He's going to have to pay it off. 929 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk right now about. Let's talk about hoops. This is hoops time, and that's right. Hoops. The goal. You want your kid to shoot like Buddy Boeheim? Yeah. You want your kid to be a scorer like Amos? Yes. You want your kid to be swatting shots like Krutwig? No, not like Krutwig. Whatever. You want your kid to be knocking down shots like Quentin Grimes? Well, guess what? They can do it. If they've got a goal, Dad, you need the best goal in the market, and your kids will love it. You want them to dunk? Yeah, you want them to dunk, but how are they going to dunk, Dad? Because they're too short and they can't jump. Well, they can lower the goal. That's right. They can lower the goal. And all you got to do is go to produnkhoops.com. Tell Keith Tate that you heard it right here. It is the best goal in the history of goals. There's not even arguable. So if you're looking for the best way to get out there and hey, your kids have fun, it's got all the accessories. The installation is second to none. The product is second to none. You're looking for the best goal. It's not arguable. It's produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We got a bunch of calls now. Tatiana started an avalanche of calls. We appreciate that, Tatiana. We're glad that you're listening. We can disagree with you, and I disagree with some of the stuff that you said. But you know what? That's what we're here for. 713-780-3776. Cedric was next up. Hey, Cedric.
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to say about people thinking that the Texans are behind this. If in any way the NFL found out that a franchise put a player in this type of position, wouldn't that go against everything up to them possibly having to sell the team?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that just put them in a screwed up spot?
It also would be criminal charges. I would hope, or at least
civil, that you ruined his reputation.
Listen, there's teams worth billions of dollars.
To think that they would pay somebody to lie about Deshaun
because
Watson.
Because you're mad he wants to get traded?
Oh, my gosh. Guys, come on.
They would have to lose.
They would much rather just get rid of Deshaun and start over. I mean, that's just, it just doesn't make,
think
come
about
on, people.
It. Not only are you paying them for the lie, what's to say that they don't come back going, look, what we agreed to was, unless the Texans are like, you know, we got to clean up loose ends and they start killing people, it never goes away. You can't pay someone to do this.
I mean, it's so House of Cards.
Yeah.
How this whole thing would have to break free.
The first time one of these 22 women as it stands right now.
I can't even come up with this on Jack.
You know, it's not over with the first payment. We've all, since all these conspiracy things are coming from us watching so much damn TV anyway, it's never over with the first. No. They'll come back and ask for more than the Texans.
Is this the only hard drive? This is it.
Yeah.
How do I know you didn't make copies?
Then you have to
clean. It's the same thing if you're paying off one of these women. Like, I'll come, and guess what? Now, if I don't, and if you don't keep taking care of me, I'm going to blow the whistle on you paying me off. That's right. I recorded our first conversation. Then you have to kill her.
Yeah.
I've seen the movies.
I've seen the movies and
the TV
shows.
Then you have to kill that woman.
And not just all of them.
You don't want to have to do it, but somebody in your group is going to be the one. You'll say, we can't kill her. That's not what we do. This is not who we are. I don't care. If you don't do it, I'm going to. You know what we have to do. I've seen it on Banshee. This has been happening on Banshee.
Of course you did. That's going to be my response from now on when someone suggests the Texans are behind it. You know, are they going to have to clean up the loose ends at the end?
Yeah.
Will all these women have to die?
Because you know that's how it will happen.
Okay.
We've seen
it on TV.
Always got
to get thrown off that train track.
Yeah.
If there is a conspiracy theory that's big enough, at some point you have to look. I mean, you can go all the way back to Robert De Niro started having everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Ice picked in the neck. More he gets choked. You get the guy who's, you know, Frankie Carbone's hanging in a. You start to get nervous and you start to tie up the loose ends.
You got to tie it. Do you think Cal's out there tying up loose ends?
No, I don't. He doesn't strike me as a,
I don't feel
a
like
loose end tire.
He's got video games
a shoe
to play.
Tire.
You think he's a Velcro shoe guy?
No. No, you're disrespecting him a little bit.
Cal, put your
shoes
on.
You got a little out of order yourself.
I just recently saw some high-end tennis shoes that are Velcro. Like, that's coming back.
I love that.
When Cal was as an adult,
Me and Cal hate that.
When Cal was an adult, did he ever have shoes that lit up?
When he walked?
Yeah, when they walked. Did he ever
have shoes? All right, define adult. Define adult. No, because they don't
in his 30s.
They don't get.
In his
30s? Don't make him big enough.
Well, if he's still wearing belt
covers,
he's
Cal size 13.
I don't know. I'm not putting it. He might have seen him and gone, I kind of like those.
What about Heelys? Those shoes with the wheels and the heel.
No, his mom would not have let him have that.
No, because he would hurt himself. She can't let him hurt himself.
I
can't
let him have a heel. Not that he wouldn't want him.
What
he
about
would hurt
this?
Himself.
What about the, what is it called? The Segway. Do you think he ever had a Segway?
Oh, yeah.
I could see a Segway
one
in
Christmas
house.
He was
no,
Segway.
Wait. No, his wife would not let him have a Segway.
There was a time when he wasn't married. There was a time between marriages.
Was the Segway out then?
I think so. The Segway's been around a long time.
Actually, we gotta stop these.
What did Cal do this or Cal do that?
Well, it's better than suggesting that he's part of a conspiracy. He has to tie up loose ends.
Conspiracy to annihilate someone's character and then potentially
clean
have to
it
tie
all
up loose ends, as Del said.
We can't go back to that. We can't do this anymore. Let's get White Magic in here. Hey, White Magic.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hey, I got a quick question. Let's say Deshaun settles, right? He settles with all 12, 20, however many women it is. In the eyes of the public, isn't that an admission of guilt? And if it is, then what does that do to his draft stock?
His trade stock?
Trade stock as well as his, you know, his value with the team.
I just see too many guys come back.
I'm glad Josh is gone and the blitz still sucks and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, so
I guess that has to be said too.
And for those asking, Josh did not get fired. He went to he took a job in Nashville. He was offered a job. He was working here free, so he did that. So he was hoping to get a job somewhere. And so he got a job. Never had a problem with Josh here. You know, there's been a lot of people who have had their run-ins with him, but I just want to say I don't think anyone here had a run-in with him the whole time he is here, other than Nick, and then they became good friends. Got a little testy on the air.
He did call him an intern.
Nick told him he was bad at life.
He did say that as well.
That happened.
But then they were friends after that.
Yeah.
Sometime after that.
Did he go to his party? It wasn't his party Saturday night?
The Blitz doesn't suck. I'm on the Blitz. That's one of my shows.
I thought it was on Friday.
That is your show.
That's a Monday. I usually do Monday shows, but not today because I got...
It's the Blitz starring Lance Erline, right?
Mm-mm.
I thought that was it.
That's not what it is. To his point, I think Deshaun comes back from this. We've got such a long history of... Now, will somebody try to use it against you from a leverage standpoint? Yes. Does that mean they won't be willing to give up whatever they need to get him? No. They may still give up the exact same thing they would have given up 2 months ago. It may not be any different. But if you said that this was known about, well, they may try to fight you on it
But ultimately, Kobe Bryant, no one remembered Kobe after. That was literally a rape case. Yeah. It went to trial. It was bad. This is going to end up being he said, she said stuff where there's freaky details that are going to get out, and we won't know if it's true or not or whatever until there's more stuff comes out. It may not even – you would have to go against the entire
history of sports
and entertainment
to assume
that Deshaun Watson somehow can't come back from this. He 100% can come back from this.
Yeah, he absolutely. Oh, no. When this is all said and done, Deshaun's going to be playing quarterback, and he's gonna play well, and everybody's going to go, oh, you know, just like Kobe. This is – now, Kobe's was, okay, rape allegation. Yeah, so far, that's not – way worse than this. So,
but let me ask
I you, guess way worse
so
than this.
So you said
this
somebody is, in sports knew about this for how long?
For about 6 months, he said.
So there's no way no one else knew about it. I haven't heard talk to anyone who said
I hadn't heard a word. He said
nobody I've talked to from a football team has heard any of this.
This has been brewing, he said. Well, he's in the city of Houston, so we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. 940 ESPN. Let's get Reese in here. Hey, Reese.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. What I will say about all of this stuff is I think America has given people opportunity to profit off their mistakes. I believe that if you're inboxed by a powerful man or celebrity, I know it sounds wrong and chauvinistic, but, I mean, like, come on. And none of these girls about to have OnlyFans. I'm telling you. This just sounds so stupid. Now, on the other hand, Deshaun is an idiot because there have been many athletes. Like, give him a basket like Derek Jeter. You know what I mean? And why is it always a massage parlor? Like, they have high-end women like Janet Shea and all these idiots out here that do this stuff for a living. Why would you keep going to these girls? But I do believe, sincerely in my heart, that even going back to the Mike Tyson thing with Desiree Washington, it's wrong. But you can't go to a man's room late at night. You can't get DM and flown out. I mean, it sounds bad, but just based on everything that we've seen from these women and Desiree Washington, why would you go be alone with a moon, get DM or anything, and not think that there wouldn't even be a sexual advance, you know, not a rape, but just even advance. I think sometimes people need to learn. I think judges are throwing stuff out when two adults are idiots.
Okay, so this is where people would jump in, Reese, and blame you for victim blaming. And while I get that, I just don't think there's anything wrong with at least having a conversation to where Reese can bring that up or anyone can bring that up and like just say, look, none of that other stuff is right, but you do have to be careful about the position you put yourself in. It doesn't mean someone's not telling the truth or whatever, but you almost can't even bring that up. Like, you just have to say, we can't even have common sense conversations about that because it feels like you're blaming the victim or not believing the victim. I'm not blaming anybody in this particular alleged set of lawsuits. If you use your common sense, I will tell you that when I read something about someone flying in from Atlanta, well, that, you know, that's a different type of deal. In my opinion, that feels like a different type of deal. Then when I read the lawsuit about the girl coming from Wisconsin who had a Theragun, that she offered to do a Theragun massage on that, and trigger point, she was a licensed therapist. Well, that one sounded completely different. Like, that one felt like it had a lot of validity behind it because it was she had a massage background, and when you read all the other stuff, it felt like, okay, I could see this one. This is going to be a lot to get through. This is going to be a lot to get through in terms of discovery. And you're right. From a discovery standpoint,
this goes into next season. This is going to be hanging over his head, whether he plays or doesn't play. I don't know. Maybe this will decide. He just sits. We'll see.
Well, you know, John McClain changed his timeline from to the draft to like during the season or after. Like, he thinks, at least in his eyes, this changes when he would get traded, if he does at all. Like, you know, he was like, he's getting traded.
Yeah, now that was like, his big thing.
Now he's like, no longer. Well,
first it was, he's never getting traded.
I'll be the coach before
he'll be the
traded.
Coach. Then it changed to he's getting traded. Now it's going to be.
Now it's later. The timeline has been shifted.
Well, it has to be.
You mean
later.
Things change in that's, stuff like this?
That's how it happens sometimes.
Oh, you mean
John?
People don't want to give you fair market value for a player who has 12 lawsuits and counting against him?
Apparently.
Who knew? Who knew that Texas Custom Patios would build such an amazing patio for me? And we were out there watching games. My son Snacks is out there eating his dinner last night and watching. Somehow he's watching Cobra Kai now. That's what he's watching, Cobra Kai out there. I was like, why aren't you watching a tournament out here watching Cobra Kai? But, man, having the patio this weekend was incredible. And the same thing can be true for you. These patios in Houston, when we get this good weather, it is amazing to be outside. And we're talking about big screen TVs, surround sound systems that are installed in your roof. They can pitch the roof. Most times they will pitch the roof. So you have a ton of different space. You can get the different fans installed in there. They will draw and design up on the CAD system what your outdoor patio or outdoor living space is going to look like so that you can see exactly what it's going to be. The time frame and the price never changes. They stick to it, and the work that you get is incredible. Go to the before and afters at TexasCustomPatios.com and see for yourself. This is a chance for you to truly add something that you are going to love to your home. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 948 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The Cougs play next Saturday against Syracuse. 9 o'clock start, 9 o'clock tip. That sucks. It's the last game of Saturday. Actually 8:55 tip. They'll play at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Oh, Syracuse. Who has more white guys? Syracuse does. Right? Do you think that'll be a Hoosiers kind of thing in Hinkle Fieldhouse with the white guys? I don't like it.
Hoosiers. I mean, Syracuse is one of the preeminent names in college basketball, is now the little team that could.
Yeah, but they got that little white guy, and they got Boeheim. I mean, I don't like it. The little white guy looked like the kid that shot underhand free throws.
That's insulting to that guy.
No.
Look, that kid is probably like, and I'll break your ankles. Don't compare me to the underhand kid.
That's what I see. Good games today. I kind of like that it's Monday too, right?
Yeah. It's fun. It's kind of like Champions League.
Yeah. Champions League
is never on Mondays.
So. We start with Oregon and Iowa at 11:10, right after the show.
Yep.
Then it's Oklahoma-Gonzaga.
I'm torn on Oregon-Iowa. I want to say Iowa, but man, the Big Ten has been so dookie. But Oregon not playing, is there a chance that they have... Well, man, they played the first round, so... Yeah. No, they didn't play.
They haven't played a game.
Yeah, they haven't played a game. Is there a chance that they're a little, and they got beat by Oregon State, is there a chance that they're a little rusty here?
Virginia came in rusty after they didn't play, and they had to sit, and they had to come from after their tournament, right?
Yeah, Virginia missed out on a semifinal game because of COVID.
Yep.
And they had to sit their guys until like Friday, right before the game, Thursday, right before the game.
Well, now that's different than Oregon. Oregon's been able to practice.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, allegedly, Virginia couldn't even get together.
Yeah, and VCU was the issue in that case, not Oregon. Oregon didn't have the COVID.
So
they were able to get together and do everything.
Right. I don't know. I'm going to Oregon in that one. Iowa, just too white.
Can you imagine him on someplace that isn't here? What's your analysis for the game, John?
I mean, that seems way too white. If you went to Chicago where they take this seriously, you would be out the first day. You and that other guy from TV that said all those things.
Mark Greco. Another Italian. No.
We've got Houston's John Granato here to break down Houston versus Syracuse. Who do you think is going to win? Well, it's at Hinkle. You know, Hoosiers. Syracuse got more white guys. Syracuse by 5. What?
It just worries me. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say Syracuse by five. You did.
No, but if you are worried because they have more white guys, that's your analysis.
In Hinkle Fieldhouse. That's right.
It's all coming together. You think that's the throne of white basketball?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, Hoosiers? Stop. As if you don't know. As if this hasn't crossed your mind.
I'm not giving Syracuse an advantage because they're playing at Hinkle and they have white guys.
That's it. That's it. Oklahoma-Gonzaga? I'm not. But that line has got to be... It's got to be double digits, right? Let me take a look.
Oregon. Yeah, it's 14 and a half.
14 and a half. Good Lord, yeah.
Ain't letting you have anything.
No. You got to throw 14 and a half at Oklahoma. Holy crap.
Yep.
Abilene Christian and UCLA. I know they're great defensively, but I just can't get on board with Abilene Christian getting over UCLA. I'm sorry. UCLA has looked pretty good this last week in the play-in game and then winning handily in round one. I got UCLA. Ohio versus Creighton. Well, there's a couple of Creighton's had its issues. They got by 1 point in the opening round.
Ohio's pretty sporty.
Ohio is pretty sporty.
That's a pretty good game, I think. I could see them pulling that one off.
That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting. LSU and Michigan.
Lusa has been.
That's interesting.
I like LSU plus the points. They're like five, right? Five and a half.
Is that it?
Yeah.
LSU right now is five. That is interesting. Colorado and Florida State. Man, I'm not gonna underestimate the Pac-12 right now.
But Colorado put it on their first round opponents.
I'm not.
Florida State. Look, that's a good game.
That's a good game.
That might be the best game.
That's a tough one. What's that line?
It's 1.5.
Florida State is 1.5. That's a good game. Maryland and Alabama. Maryland blows. I can't get on board with that. And USC and Kansas. I'm taking USC in that one.
USC also. Kansas is what, 4-point dog?
I think this is this tournament after this weekend. It's going to go. Maybe the Big Ten in all that, and maybe the Pac-12 was underrated.
And the Pac-12's like, we've been telling y'all, like, shut up, Pac-12, not about football. You don't just get a free ride. Y'all suck in football. Stop acting like y'all matter.
Yeah, basketball's soft. You can have people on the West Coast being good.
Well, right? The weather's good. They're outside shooting in inclement weather. It makes you better. It's kind of like, you know, golfing with bad weather. You get used to it. So if you're shooting outside, tighter rims, you got a little bit of wind sometime that you have to account for. You can get your jumper right playing outside.
I don't think there's going to be much wind at Bankers Life Fieldhouse or
I know, but Hinkle, that's what I'm saying. You fine-tune it. Your shooting gets better when you have to battle against. We used to play in Austin. There was this pickup court. The rims were so freaking tight that, I mean, there's no way that it was a regulation rim that you could not shoot from outside. You had to drive. And I made a couple baskets from outside. This probably isn't, you're probably not going to remember this guy. The guys on the court started calling me Nadav. Do you remember Nadav Hennefield? He was like an Israeli shooting guard from, I want to say, UConn, or it was some Big Ten team. And I was like, that's the least cool nickname. I don't want to be called Nadav Hennefield. That's the worst.
You made a basket, Lance, so that was nice.
And then I also got, here he is, Nadav Hennefield, Israeli, he played for UConn, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I also one time was wearing a Pistons shirt, you know, like, I don't even know why I even had it. It was just, it said Pistons World Champ something, and I was a Portland fan because of Clyde. So I had that, and I was on the court, and one guy started like, saying another guy had to come over to him like he didn't know what that means. He doesn't know that. And I didn't realize till later, this is a gang thing. I'm not supposed to have this particular shirt on because one or two guys were like started getting in my face about my shirt and they didn't like my shirt. I'm like, look, I don't particularly like the Pistons that much either. I like how Rodman can guard multiple players. And, oh, no, that's after they beat the Lakers. And I thought this was a Laker-Piston thing. And then I realized later when somebody goes, he didn't know what that means. He doesn't even, He goes, he doesn't even care about these colors. And I realized later, that was a gang thing. But one guy was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this guy is not wearing this for gang purposes. That was a little, that wasn't great. What are you doing with that shirt on?
Mm-hmm. I'm just wearing a shirt.
Just a shirt. We're just playing ball. Just a shirt. That one could have got sideways on me.
I'm a big Isaiah fan. 957.
I like Dumars, not Isaiah so much.
You like Joe?
Yeah.
You like Microwave too?
Yeah, I like Vinnie Johnson. Okay.
Yeah.
I liked that team when they were beating the Lakers. I didn't like the Lakers.
I didn't like them at all.
So I didn't like Lambeer, but they had a deep team, and that was one of the deepest teams NBA history.
Yeah.
Like, you think about it, like how legit. You had Rodman coming off the bench. It was Mark Aguirre.
Yeah.
You had Mark Aguirre starting. So you had Rodman off the bench, John Sally off the bench, Vinnie Johnson off the bench. What? Look at those three guys that you had off the bench. That's bananas. Just those three that I can think of. And then you had, obviously, Lambeer. I can't remember who the four was. But
Rodman started.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Rodman started for him. Yeah.
What about? No. At the four, he was a three because Mark Aguirre was a starter.
No, Rodman would defend and play and.
No, I know that
in the post, and he was there. Rodman started or Sally started. One of the two started.
Here, their starting lineup. Their starting lineup was Isaiah Thomas. It was Mark Aguirre. Because they traded Adrian Dantley for Mark Aguirre. Mark Aguirre, they had Finis Dembo on the team. Let's see. The top scorers were Isaiah, Joe Dumars, Bill Lambeer, Adrian Dantley, but then they traded Dantley, Mark Aguirre. They had Dennis Rodman. But Rodman only made 8 starts.
Oh, yeah, Mahorn.
Rick Mahorn, yeah. He was the 4. And Sally had 21 starts. Rick Mahorn had 61. So, yeah, Rodman came off the bench. Sally came off the bench. Remember they had Buddha, James Edwards?
Mm-hmm. What did Jordan say to those guys when he ended their run?
Bye, bitch.
Oh, look how clever Dell is.
He's so triggered.
What did Jordan say?
He's so upset.
You couldn't believe.
Why are you so upset?
Our intern doesn't think Julia, that's the
you
way.
Mean?
No.
You mean
is that what you're teaching Julia? Is that what you're teaching her?
To end segments, try to go to break on time? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, we can't. We're looking up the 1989 starting lineup for the Detroit Pistons.
We're looking up the old Pistons team.
That's why Jordan had to get involved.
I know. And Jordan did get involved on the Jordan rules. And those aren't Jordan rules. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. So the Traverse, my wife had a light come on in the Traverse she has, and she said, hey, what is this light? She took a picture, and I said, I think that's engine. We need to take this and get it serviced, get it looked at over at the location there at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. And she and I said, but I think that I'm going to get something in email. And sure enough, it's set up to where the OnStar email says, okay, you're dealing with something with your emissions system. Take this in and get it looked at, yada, yada. It's incredible what these vehicles, and I'm just speaking to the Chevy Traverse right now, but Chevy with their Silverado pickup trucks, the Traverse, so many different vehicles for you to choose from, whether they're crossover, they're SUVs, or they are your pickup trucks. But the features that they have that come standard with these vehicles now, it just blows me away. And this is what you can get. Shop for price, shop for value, get a great trade-in. But don't forget, when it comes to service and it comes to their willingness to take care of you and let you run the show, that's what they're all about in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.